Two New Mexico Gas employees are recovering this morning after a natural gas line exploded northwest of Santa Fe yesterday evening. One of the two men was flown to University Hospital in Albuquerque. The other was treated at St. Vincent's Regional Medical Center for burns to his hands and arms. The utility company has said it appears that the two workers had been working on a gas line in a residential development that's under construction near Placida de Luna and Camino Francisca. That's near the Zocalo Santa Fe condominiums. Santa Fe police received reports of the fire about 6:48 yesterday evening, and the fire was put out by 8:15 after a New Mexico Gas crew shut off the gas. Two private golf courses at a luxury subdivision northwest of Santa Fe will get water delivered from city wells for another month. The delivery is happening under an agreement approved by a divided Santa Fe City Council. The club at Las Campanas has bought treated wastewater from the city for years, which has been used to irrigate its golf courses. The original plan called for the county to supply the golf courses with Rio Grande surface water drawn through the joint city-county Buckman direct diversion. However, a pipeline that delivers county-owned raw river water has been unable to supply the golf courses. That led the county last month to ask to buy city water to serve the golf courses. The National Weather Service is saying mostly sunny skies are likely today with a high temp of about 88 degrees. Partly cloudy skies are likely overnight with an overnight low near 61. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high temp near 87. I'm John Califf. You can get all the news and information you need by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe, New Mexican.